This is Fearless Beauties, a podcast dedicated to voices of color in the beauty industry. We are talking to estheticians, skincare professionals, and beauty industry owners on tactical career tips, professional skill development, and ultimately how we can create a better beauty industry together. As we enter our fourth season, we dedicate our episodes to the skincare professionals who are focused on mindset mastery and building community for all.
Welcome back to the Fearless Beauties podcast. On season four, we're teaming up with Nichelle Mosley, the Barrier Queen, to uncover a mindset mastery challenge, where we'll be discussing inclusivity with industry experts, how to gain confidence, foster personal growth, and shift your mindset. I'm your host, Alina Velez.
I'm your co-host, Nichelle Mosley.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm so excited for today's episode. Nichelle and I will be kind of picking apart limiting beliefs and recognizing the signs of imposter syndrome and self-sabotage and what that can look like in personal and professional in the personal professional world. So Nichelle, let's just dive right in here and kind of build off what is imposter syndrome?
Yeah, so I'm really super excited for today's episode. You know, like I think this is something that, like, you know, it's something that we all suffer from at some point from time to time. And I just think that we don't really have the time or the space to talk about it. So for me, what imposter syndrome is something that you know, when you're a high achiever, when you're someone who is very ambitious and you're constantly striving, you're putting yourselves in these situations where you are, you know, a trailblazer. Mm-hmm. You're someone who isn't necessarily like doing the things that have been done before. And there isn't necessarily like, you know, like this path that's already preordained and you know exactly what to do in order to get to point A from point A to point B. And so, you know, like you can in certain scenarios just feel like, you know, I don't understand like all that I need to understand in order to, you know, do what I want to get to the end of my dream, you know, mm-hmm. to really see my dream come to fruition. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a sense of how people can, you know, from time to time go through different levels of imposter syndrome, you know, for whatever reason they might be, whether it's trying to level up in your career, you know, trying to, you know, get a hold of your finances, or if you're someone who is, you know, just trying to, you know, get a raise, or, you know, be someone who doesn't just keep yourself small. You're reaching for something that's bigger than yourself. Right. I think that that's just, it's something that comes with the territory. And that's how I identify it and how it shows up sometimes from time to time in my own life.
Yeah.
What about you?
I feel like imposter syndrome, it can take like many different faces, I feel like. And whether that be anxiety or procrastination or even over preparing. And I can personally relate to all three of those. And, you know, like you said, it can be with, you know, trying to get a new job or a new project or task, or, I mean, it can just be small things that give you severe anxiety, or you procrastinate to the point where you don't get the job done, and that is self-sabotaging. Yeah. And again, I can relate to all of those. And I'm somebody who at the end of the day, I get home from work and I replay everything. I replay the day in my head. I don't know if you do that, Nichelle, but.
Oh gosh. Yes. I'm such an overthinker. Absolutely. Yes.
And I think it can be kind of a blessing and a curse at the same time, because to one extent you're very aware of, you know, your thoughts and actions and willing to make adjustments, but then also it can be debilitating to the point where you bite your tongue, or in situations where you should be sticking up for something, or so I think that just some common signs and symptoms of imposter syndrome include anxiety, procrastination, and over preparing. What are some ways that they manifest in our daily lives?
I was just about to say, like, some of the things, like, so none of those are things that I would say that are any one thing that I specifically have to deal with. I have to deal with all of those things. And then even on top of that, perfectionism. So, for me, like, trying to navigate people who, see you as this person who, oh, she seems to really have it all together. And, like things just don't ever seem to go wrong, or, she doesn't really share that side of herself or whatever. At the same time, I think that we go through these stages where, it's hard to know, like, what side, how much is too much to show, as a business owner. As someone who's trying to navigate social media, what is too far, right? So, my mentor has been one who's always shared with me a great way to kind of navigate, like, what should be something that's okay and reasonable is it's okay to be more personal, but not intimate. So like when you're someone who's trying to navigate, like, the things that I think that we all do in day-to-day life, we can get caught up on what people's idea of us can look like. And I think that that's a I don't know, I feel like it's a trauma response, from being criticized, from feeling like, people's impression of the things that you do, are somehow going to take on some sort of, I don't know, different perspective. But at the same time, I feel like, we're all trying to fight against the systems, like for you and I specifically, when it comes to just like how we've chosen to live our lives, we're people who, don't have kids, we have fur babies, we, are people who are committed to our careers, we're women who are very ambitious, and I think that that is really bucking against like the norm of what society typically thinks of when they think of like how you're supposed to live your life.
And what success looks like,
And
right?
what success looks like. Exactly. Like you'd be so surprised when people hear that, that I don't have children, their responses to me. And it's, I mean, the whole gambit, right? Like from, oh, like that's so cool to like, oh, why, like that's so strange, or you're so selfish, so many different things that are really just their own projection because, my decision really is my decision, and it's based on my own family's idea of what we can and can't, live with. And I think that that's a really personal thing, and but also it's very different than what, society deems as the route you should take, right? Wouldn't you say?
I agree. I agree big time. And I think just kind of going back to the question of like how does imposter syndrome manifest in our lives? I think this is something that can start from childhood. This can start from, how your relationship is with your parents. Did you have parents that were constantly like, you're never going to be anything, or, shooting down your wildest dream? Or maybe you got into not the best relationship, so your partner was just kind of brainwashing you, I guess you could say. And that can lead to imposter syndrome. I mean, there's so many different ways to affect that and affect our well-being. And that's why we speak to so much of doing the inner work and strengthening from the inside out, because there are so many outside attacking factors that can, over time break us down. And it's so huge. So
It really is so huge. It's something that's a day-to-day thing that, like we mentioned, it's not something that you ever really, overcome. You're learning, you're continuing to learn on this journey that, it's okay to identify with what is your core value, what is, your compass, your life compass. And I think from time to time that you will encounter people that, want to, throw you off of, whatever path you're on, and you have to have that inner resilience, that inner knowing in the ability to really know, like, what is right for your life, and what is, and I think that that's an ongoing thing. That's an ongoing thing that you have to, decide from time to time. So,
Right, I agree. I love that you touched on that too, because like you said, it's not something that's ever going to go away, I feel like. And so that's why it's so important to equip yourself with tools to strengthen your soul when you're feeling down and out. I mean, I've had bosses that have made me feel some type of way in the past.
yes.
And just being able to acknowledge that and say, okay, no, we're gonna combat this. I'm super big on well, I love affirmations, but I love to write on post-its and post the post-its just where I'm gonna see them all the time, in the bathroom, by my dresser, or just front and center, just to remind me every single day, what I am, what I'm about, what I'm capable of, so that when I step out into the real world, I've got my armor on,
Oh, I love it. Yes, that is, I mean, that's such an amazing visual. Do you want to share one of your stories, like from one of the terrible bosses that you've remember? I mean, I can remember so many terrible bosses.
Not so much about a boss, but just kind of like a rough path for me in my late teens, early 20s, of getting into a not so great relationship, making poor choices, thinking that I wanted to live a fast life, chase the fast money. And let me tell you, these things did not align with my heart and my calling. And I went through just some really hard times. And it was like, I always knew better. I always knew that, I was worth more, but I was self-sabotaging by making poor choices. And so I just find myself going back to the word choices. And I think that that's what life is about. I think everybody is handed a choice of, take this route, take that route, and it's up to you to do the work and make the right choices that align with you and your calling, so not to get too deep, but that was the biggest.
No. I mean, thank you for being honest and, like, be genuine about, exactly what was,
Yeah.
like, the catalyst, because
I
I
mean,
think,
it changed my life.
I think that there are these determining moments that do that, for each one of us. Like, just to kind of share my origin story, I'm someone who actually has always kind of grown up with, just being the wallflower, someone who has for a long time been very bullied. So, like, growing up in my small town in California, it was just a very different sort of experience for me, being someone who, I guess, just has, like, real, like, built big city energy, if you will. That's just kind of how I've always been, just like all, my whole entire life. But that sometimes can make it seem as though, like, people don't necessarily have a good idea about who you are. And that can, be hard for people who I would say are like really focused on learning and focused on like their smaller community. I was always someone who was just very introverted and just not as outspoken. So like you were talking about, before, just not really finding my voice, not knowing, like my identity. And so, like I think that people just saw that as a way to target. And through the years, that's obviously something that, I've certainly worked on and, had to, get really strong and understand like, just what the consequences are for, not being able to speak your truth. And through the years, I feel like what was the turning point in, me just deciding that it's important for you to, be a participant in your life, be someone who is speaking up for the things that matter to you, that matter to the people around you. And, how you do that is really, sharing your core values and, what means most to you and, what's gonna be your legacy. And although it's not something that you've really ever, had the experience of witnessing, as far as like a role model, you can do that for other people that are, impacted by your reach, by your platform. And I think that that's the reason why I do take things so, just so genuinely, seriously, is
Yeah, and to the heart, right?
right to the heart. Yes, exactly. Is because, like you just never know who's going to get the real impact from what it is that you have to share.
Let's talk a little bit about the company you keep. I think this is huge because having a support system, friends, family, mentors, individuals can really uplift you or deter you and break you down. And so, yeah, let's just take a minute and talk about what that looks like. What does your support system look like, Nichelle?
So for me, it's my husband. Michael is someone who is a person who is, really locked into helping my career flourish. He's someone who is really tapped into, making sure that I develop as a person and that, I have that personal growth. And, I think that it's super important that the people that the company that you keep, it's, not only the people that are, your partners, but also your mentors. So like I have a real diversified portfolio of mentors that help me when it comes to, people that I will lean on. I have like a spiritual counsel who helps me with making sure that I'm, keeping the right decisions like at the forefront of, like what my ultimate goal is. And I really lean on them. Just speaking from, someone who doesn't really have like a very, very close relationship with all of my immediate family, I have to really just like lean on my counsel, whether it's like, financial peers or spiritual peers. I think I've spoken before in the past, like with people, that I really just, whenever I'm wanting to know about the best advice that I want to take, as far as like if it's a personal development type situation or a business development type situation, I feel like I have people in each category, and I lean on them to help me with the decision making that I'm trying to best manifest in my life. And I think that that's the way that I'm able to really get the most out of like the people that are in my circle.
Right.
So yeah, that's how I like will decide on specific decisions, whether it's like a big decision in my business or a or my overall like home life. But my partner is one person, but like I feel like I have each individual person for, each category. Yeah.
And like on the flip side of that, have you ever had to cut people out of your life or take a step back to protect your energy?
Absolutely. I think that that's something that you have to have like inventory on regularly, right?
Right.
Yes.
Man, because it trickles into your decision making. I'm huge on the company that you keep, and you should never be the smartest in the room. You know, like I always try to surround myself with people that are doing better than me. And just to speak on, like that can sometimes trigger your imposter syndrome. And so, you know, just being completely transparent, I'll be honest, you know, sometimes I hop on these podcasts and I'm like, dang, man, like Nichelle is so just intelligent, and like what I'm just not even on that tier. But you know, I see it as I'm learning from you too, and I never want to stop learning. And so just not comparing yourself to other people, because you are you, and there's nothing else like it. And so for me to, you know, feel those type of ways, I just have to remind myself, like, no, I'm in my lane. I have the messages on my heart to contribute to this. And, you know, so that's just me being real and raw with
No,
my imposter syndrome, you know?
I appreciate it because like I feel the same way. I feel like we're all trying to contribute in a way that, helps the people who are listening, that they really get find value in what it is that we're saying. But at the same time, you want to make sure that the things that you're talking about, like people resonate with you.
Right.
So like
And
I get it.
the whole over preparing thing, man, that's me. That is me.
Same and
You know,
over.
especially being an educator, at an aesthetic school, it's like, you know, I'm always prepared, which is a great thing. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes over preparing can make it less authentic.
Yes. I mean, because
So.
like then people don't really necessarily feel the flow of things, and that's like that's where I have to remember, like, you can't overthink, the process. It's something that you have to just be, open with. You have to just go with the flow when it comes up. Can you continue from the heart?
Yes. This reminds me because I was scrolling on Instagram, and one of my favorite authors and just impact speakers, Lisa Nichols. I don't know if you follow her. She's incredible.
I love her.
But she had recently just posted on her story. She says, "It's okay to say TBD." Like to be determined. And Michelle, I know you can relate because some of these episodes, we kind of put a TBD because we want to be open to possibilities that we could never imagine, right? And so I just love this post. She had put it on her story today. And she just says that life often surprises us with its twists and turns. So by saying to be determined, you create space for possibilities that that you couldn't have imagined. And so sometimes I have to remind myself, okay, you don't need to overplan. Just, leave room for what's supposed to be. And that just brings me so much peace.
Yes, that's amazing.
Do you have any resources or books or people that you like to follow that kind of help you combat imposter syndrome and self-sabotage?
Absolutely. So you were mentioning before, some of the affirmations that you, talk about from time to time. And I'm huge on affirmations. I'm huge on reading books and listening to audios and podcasts. I think that that's just something that, you can combat when, because I think that, like we talked about, right? Self-sabotage and limiting beliefs, these are things that, come from different types of traumas that we all have lived through. So one of the specific affirmations that I really love and I often lean on is one that is from a book that I've been reading here lately, and it's The Urgent Life by Bozma St. John. And this particular book is a book that's, really talking about like her life. It's called The Urgent Life, and she is this amazing author who, specifically talks about like things that shine through when it comes to like the in intricacies of the shadows of, like what we live through, the beauty of our lives, but also the, the sadness of our life. And if you're someone who's open to, seeing those miracles, even in, the sadness, even in the trauma, then you're really going to be someone who has the other side of the coin of the, you can really see like, the story of love and loss and survival and in all the ways that we're just trying to, live our lives. So one of the affirmations that she talks about is someone who says, I am meant to live in peace. I am meant to live in peace. And I think that that's what we all are wanting, to some degree or another, is to live in peace. And so, yeah, that's an affirmation that I,
That's great.
yeah,
So
want.
good. Thank you for sharing.
Course.
So a few people that I like to follow and listen to, podcasts and all that kind of stuff is John C. Maxwell. I talk a lot about him. Lisa Nichols, love her. And Ryan Lee is great. He talks a lot about chasing failure. And he says, if you chase failure early and often in the long run, and I love this so much because we hear a lot of like, failure's not an option, failure's not an option. But guess what? If you're not failing, you're not trying, right? And so I just love his mindset behind failure and chasing that, man, because, don't get me wrong, I never go into anything hoping to fail, right? We don't ever do that. But just knowing that I'm always going to come out on top because I have that mindset of like, okay, if this isn't for me, it's not for me. I don't want it if it's not for me. I don't want this opportunity. I don't want this job. And there's always a lesson to be learned if I fail. So there's no losing to me because, yeah, there's only a lesson to be gained, right?
I love that. I love that mentality, that meant that mindset, because that's exactly what it is. When you are someone who is learning from every little thing that you're doing, then it is always a lesson. It is always, a stepping stone to, whatever it is that you're trying to get to. And that's, your level of greatness, your level of genius. And that's really dope.
And it can kind of just again combat that imposter syndrome, that anxiety, and all that comes along with it. Well, let's just touch on one last bullet point here, being accountability. And just that crucial aspect of accountability and overcoming self-sabotage. So, can you just share some strategies to hold that you hold yourself accountable with to make progress with challenges?
Absolutely. So, like I think that as someone, we've talked about this, being ambitious, someone who is, trying to change the landscape of the industry, I'm always trying to be mindful of, the things that I'm lending my voice to and contributing to. And, I'm always asking the question, what do I want to be accountable for? What do I want to contribute to? And is it something that aligns with my core values? Is it something that aligns with, the woman that I am trying to be in this world, trying to be in this industry? And, is it something that I can be proud of? So that's what I am trying most to always be conscious of. And, just being authentic to, just what's most important to me. So, like, I have a list of priorities, and those priorities will always include, inclusivity, just personal dignity. I feel like everyone deserves to have their right to personal dignity. And that's something that is a core requirement in all relationships that I try to be involved with. Yeah, so I mean
I
though
love that.
yeah there's just a list, a checklist that I try to incorporate and stick to when it comes to like my the core pillars of the things that I will, try to have as a moral code. And that's like the biggest way that I overcome the those aspects of self-sabotage.
And I think that's great to have because once you have those boxes, to check, it's like, okay, you run every relationship, every opportunity by that. And it's like, okay, is my dignity intact? Does this align with my values? Does this align with who I want to be and where I want to become and who I want to become? It's just kind of like an automatic scan of like, when things arise, it's like I ask myself, boom, boom, boom. Does it align? Nope. Okay, it's not for me. Move on to the next one. Along with that, I think just keeping it real with myself first and foremost. Recognizing and acknowledging the situation at hand. So, what I mean by that is it something that I can control, or is it out of my control? Because there's no sense in stressing, getting anxious over something that is just, it just is what it is. Or can I control this? Is there steps that I can take to, whatever the situation may be, make it a smooth ride. Or we talked about just reminders and putting up reminders all over the house with post-its and affirmations, things just front and center. And lastly, if I'm scared and anxious, it's not going away. So I'm doing it scared and anxious. So just do it, right? Because from the beginning, you said, Nichelle, it's not something that is ever gonna, we're not ever going to, it's not gonna go away. So if you are just waiting around for your imposter syndrome to somehow disappear, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not going to. You have to do the work and just do it.
And honestly, I feel like the ways that you just are able to do that are with the people, with the company that you keep, having the community. I mean, I feel like someone who is genuinely blessed to have, come across someone like you who, you know, has the capability to hold space for, you know, everything that we've talked about, all of, you know, the audience members who, you know, have had so much, you know, different varying backgrounds and you know, different ways that they've, you know, just dealt with things in life. And you know, I'm so grateful that we've had the opportunities that we've had on this show,
Me too.
you know, to have the people that, you know, have come across our paths, and you know, just, you know, being able to really do this work together, you know, with you specifically, because I don't think that there's a lot of people who, like I said, really do have that ability to hold space and, you know, really hear all of the different levels of, you know, just, you know, how people contribute and in what they do for their own communities and their own families. And yeah, so.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And just one last thing I'm going to say is that if you are holding space for the wrong people, it's taking up space for the right people and the right opportunities. So I can just personally attest to some lonely times where it was just kind of like my mom has always been constant and solid in my life. And you know, I just feel like I had a lot of wrong people, toxic relationships that were holding me back. And the moment that I chose to separate myself from that and create boundaries was the moment that my blessings started to come. I got in contact with, you know, Mary Nielsen, who's my boss and the creator of this podcast, Fearless Beauties, and connecting with you. I mean, we're in complete different parts, different states. I mean, like I would have never thought that this was possible, but I stuck true to who I am and did the inner work, and still doing the inner work. And I'm just so incredibly grateful for you, Nichelle, and all the people that you've connected me with, all of our listeners. And it's been an incredible journey, and we're just getting started.
We are just getting started, and we have Mary to thank for that.
Yeah.
She really genuinely is a gem in our industry. She's a shining star, someone who, you know, just really has the heart and everything that you need that backs up, you know, like a genuine mentor, someone who has service leader heart. And I'm so grateful for her. So yeah, that she's genuinely someone that I'm so grateful our paths have crossed, and
Yeah.
that she did, you know, help to bring us together. So
So thank you, Mary. I think this is a good place to wrap up.
yes. So please, Alina, share with our audience how they can stay in contact with you, how everyone can, you know, until next time, you know, stay in contact and be involved.
So please reach out. I love connecting and hearing from you guys, even if it's just a follow on Instagram. You can follow me at True Skin Lab. I also run the Fearless Beauties account. If you have feedback, things that you would like us to talk about or post about, or yeah, just give me a follow. I would love to hear from you guys. And Nichelle, go ahead and give your plug.
Yes, we would love to have you all subscribe. Please subscribe, comment, make sure that you're letting us know about any of the additional podcasts that we can, you know, potentially provide you. Stay connected with me through Nichelle Mosley underscore the Barrier Queen or the Skin Barrier Academy. And we are so excited to start our next season in. Yeah, this was so amazing.
Yes, it was. All right, y'all. Until next time.
Bye.